I love
Love Talk
you,
Radio.
Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. God bless you. This is Ambassadors of Integrity and Power Internet International Ministries, and this is Tuesday Lunch with the Word. We thank God for you joining us here on today. We thank God for you, you, and especially you. Now, our prayer today is that you're eating healthy, and you're keeping yourself up, as well as allowing the Word to build your spirit. That's why it's Tuesday Lunch with the Word. I thank God for you, you, because we don't only need the natural to make us healthy, but we need God's Word. He says, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Now, God, as we come and we may have our salad, we may have our soup, we may have our wheat bread, everything that's going to be healthy to our natural body, God, we ask that you allow your Word to begin to feed our spirit, that we may begin to grow and grow healthy and grow the abundance, that we might live and be the example of your Word. God, we thank you on today. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was sitting here and I began to ask God. I said, minister to me something that's going to be healthy for our spirit. And as I began to go through my Word, and I went to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 19 and 20. And I read the King James Version, but then, and I'm going to, let me see if I can find it here on the computer. I want to read the King James Version, and then I want to read the New International Version, okay? Because God says, if I let it go, you need to let it go, okay? If I, you know, forgave and I want to reconcile and I want to move on, then you need to do the same thing. Because it's not just healthy for that person, but it's healthy for your spirit. You know how they say, when you forgive, it's not for the other person, it's for you. That's a healthy measure in your spirit. And so 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 and 20 reads, and the King James Version, it reads, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Come on. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ stand, be ye reconciled to God. The NIV version reads, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he had committed to us the measure of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So as I begin to read that, it just shows me that if we're going to be like Jesus and if we're going to be like God, that we can't hold people's sins against them. We can't hold what they did or how they did it or even when they did it against them. They may have did it an hour ago, but you have to allow your spirit to let it go. Come on. As an ambassador of Christ,
We have to let it go. Don't hold people. If they apologize, if they say they're sorry, if they repent, you know, don't hold it. My God, if we look at our lives and the things we did, the things we went through, the troubles we caused people, and we still thought we were right, and God reconciled and forgave us, how much more we need to do others. And that's what he said. We, therefore, ambassadors, we that's going to be like Jesus, we that's going to be leaders, we that's going to be the body of Christ. See, and I think that's the biggest problem with the body of Christ is we keep holding things against each other. We keep holding what they did, how they did it, when they did it. Everybody that's in this flesh is going to mess up. Mm-hmm. Come on, as long as you're in this flesh, you're going to have some issues. You're going to deal with some things. Some things going to come up in your life, going to come up in your marriage, going to come up in the ministry, going to come up in the family. But we have to allow ourselves as ambassadors for them to say they're sorry and for us to reconcile and to bring them back to that place of wholeness and healing. And it's not only helping them, but it's helping you as well. So, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world. Do you realize that God says, after he looked at man and he repented for making man because of what man was doing, he still was trying to figure out a solution to help man? Come on. And we as ambassadors of Christ, and we as the leaders, as you know, I thank God on today I went out on Facebook and I am a part of the International Church for Women with Apostle Tracy Foreman. And she put up a post out there about the anonymous prayer request. People that want to put, you know, they don't want their name, but they want to put out there for somebody to pray for a situation or circumstances. And it just hit my heart. Like, wow, because everybody don't want, because see, people don't always want to tell their name or something. It's because they feel like, well, if people don't read it and they're going to hold it against me, maybe a family member will get out there and read it or something, but they still want to have that prayer and still want to be brought back into, you know, the time of correction and to make things right. And so when I read that, my heart just leaped, my spirit just leaped, like, yeah, yes, yes. Yes, because we as ambassadors of Christ, it don't matter who they name. The thing is to bring them back. The thing is not to allow their sin to hold them back. The thing is for us not to allow our self-righteousness, because sometimes we can go there. Like, we don't mess up. Like, we got it together. Like, you know, come on. We know. No, you still mess up. You still get that. Come on. And so, when she put that out there, it just made my spirit just like, yes, Lord. You cannot, because I'm going to tell you something. I was talking to a young lady, and she was just telling me, well, I don't see that's why my mama and dad. And just, I said, but never say never, which you ain't going to do, because you're here today, you know what I mean? But by that end of that day, you may do that same thing you say you ain't going to do. And I thank God, because God lets us know now is that even though the world was in a mess and God created us and we were in a mess, he still was trying to find a solution for us to get out the mess. Come on. And he did not want to hold our sins against us. It says, and he was committed to us the message of reconciliation. That means he was committed to helping us work it out. He was committed to helping us get it right. He was committed to help. So I don't care if you got a family member or friend or whatever. Just sometimes it's your children. Sometimes it's the next saint. They may have done something wrong, but let it go. Let it reconcile. Bring about peace. Come on. Minister healing to them, because when you minister healing to them, you're going to be ministering healing to yourself at the same time. He says, as though God were making his appeal through us. God wants to use you. Come on, ambassador. God wants to use you, man and woman of God. God wants to use you, come on, to reconcile someone back to him. Yeah, they mess up every day, up and down, but God wants to use you, ambassador. God wants to use you, anointed woman and man of God. God wants to use you with your robe-wearing self, your collar self. God wants to use you, come on now, and the anointing that he has to place inside of you to reconcile someone back to God. And he said, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. See, that's what we ought to be saying. We shouldn't be saying, oh, child, see what they're doing? See, I told you they ain't going to never get it right. See, honey, I'm glad I ain't them. No. That is not the way to handle that. I just can't forget what they did. No, Jesus said he cast your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. So if Jesus can forget the sins, come on now. Why you keep going back talking about what they did and when they did it and how they did it? Why you keep, come on now. I don't care if they did just do it a day or so, if they did just do it that morning. Remember that Jesus, if they said they were sorry, come on, and you just say, okay, I love you, and you reconcile, and you forget about it. Don't hold that thing. You know what we realize is that while you're holding something against somebody, God is holding that against you. Come on. So when people are, when you are reconciled, that means God is forgiving you your trespass as he forgave, as you forgive them. Isn't that in the Our Father's prayer? You know, Our Father's which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, forgive us our debts as we forgive others. Come on, we have to be able to do that. So God can reconcile us as the body of Christ back unto him. It's a team effort. This is a team effort. This is not about us holding, you know, because you don't get no brownie points. One thing I realized, you don't get no brownie points with God. You're not going to get no brownie points. So God said, let it go. Come on, this is so healthy. It's so healthy when you just relieve yourself of people, their things they do to you. It is such a healthy move. It's healthy in your spirit. I promise you, it's so healthy till it affects your skin, your nails, your hair. It's almost like, you know, they tell you to drink a lot of water. You know, God help me with the water drinking. But they tell you to drink water, you know, and, you know, eat healthy, eat your fruits, your vegetables. Come on, cut out the sugar and the carbs. And, you know, they tell you all that stuff. Because I could truly go down, you know, we could make a list of the carbs that we drink, the carbs that we eat, the sugar we eat. And do you realize in the spiritual world, when you're holding stuff against people, do you realize that that's something that's damaging to your spirit? You may be holding something against sister or holding something against auntie. Okay, that's, you know, we could say that's sugar. We could say the other one is carbs. You're holding something against daddy. You could say that's like cigarettes or something. You could say, see, we can compare, and your spirit is steady. You see what I'm saying? Your spirit is steady dying. It's because you're holding little things that's building up to something that's going to be damaging to your spirit. I was sitting this morning, and I began to ask about Tuesday lunch with the Word, and, you know, I was going through, you know, the graphics, and I saw that keep calm and eat healthy. And God said to me, he said, enjoy Tuesday lunch with the Word. Keep calm while you're eating your healthy lunch, because, you know, the whole world right now is on a health kick of getting your body in shape and, you know, and eating right and drinking your water and everything. But I wonder how many of us is concerned about our spirit way. How many of us are concerned about letting things go from when you was a child? letting things go from what your mama did or your daddy did or what that friend did. Because, you know, when you be saying, I don't trust nobody because, see, I already know. Do you know that's damaging to your spirit? And you still got something. Is something still eating at you? I don't trust none of them. They done told me don't trust nobody because think about how damaging that is to your spirit. See, I already know what they're going to do. I already know. Especially some of us, now I have to talk to us when it says, I don't trust no man. Because, see, I already know. I done been through with a man, so I don't trust. It's so damaging. So then, but the thing that get me is you don't trust no man, but you want God to send you a husband. You see, and that's not healthy. So how could God send you a husband and you don't trust no man? Okay, or you want to be in the sisterhood, but I don't trust women. I already know how, oh, my God. Do you see how unhealthy that is? Or you want to be a part of a ministry, but you already, oh, see, I already know how it's going to go. See, I already told you. Wait a minute. We need to clean that up. We need to get that healthy. We need to get in God's word, like the word says, and be reconciled. Come on, and let God clean us. Because, see, and don't hold sins against what it says. That God was reconciling the word to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And when you start talking like that, you're counting, you're holding things, people in cap, you're calling them sins. Sure, they did it. Sure, they hurt you. Sure, they disappointed you. But you cannot hold that kind of stuff against them because you never know. I remember my spiritual mother telling me about a story about something she had held against a person, and she was in the pulpit preaching. And God told her while she was up there preaching to stop it. Because the person who she was holding something against was right there in the church looking at her preach. He's saying, you cannot go forth until you forgive them. And she said she had to come down out the pulpit, go apologize for not forgiving them, and embrace them to move forward. Do you understand? So God says, let it go. So you'll say, well, I forgot about it, I'm letting. And then when you see that person, you're something in your skin, like your skin crawl. Okay? I promise you, you have to let it go. You have to really be healthy. We want to work. You know, we have New Year's resolution about how we're going to work out, eat right, and put down the sugar, don't have so much sodium. You know, we're going to, you know, take our vitamins, we're going to do right, you know, with the natural, you know, we're going to eat vegetables, and, you know, I told my daughter-in-law to go buy me some frozen vegetables in a bag. She went and bought these big old, I don't know, bulk vegetable bags, you know, so I got, you know, and one bag was a bag of stir fry. I said, okay, well, I better try to, because she said she didn't know what to get me. But she got me a big bag of broccoli, a big bag of snap beans, and a big bag of stir fry. So my thing is, when we want to work on our natural spirit, your word today, Tuesday lunch with the word, is let it go in your spirit so your spirit can be healthy. When you take in all of that stuff that's not healthy in the natural, you find yourself blowing, huffing, puffing, getting tired quicker, agitated, you know. And in the spiritual world, when you don't let stuff go, you find yourself huffing, puffing, getting agitated, slowing down, not wanting to be bothered with people. You know, you find yourself in that place. Come on, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I know I'm not the only one that I've been through this. You know, so I learned early just to just let it go, just let it go. This is Ambassadors of Integrity and Power Internet International Ministries, and this is Tuesday Lunch with the Word. I hope you all are enjoying a healthy lunch. I hope you all have had a nice workout or whatever you want to do to get your day started. Even if you're at work, there's things you can do right there at your desk. You know, you can stretch, you can bend. Come on, you can reach. It's stuff that they do. I worked at a set at a desk, and so there was things that you could do in the chair. Even when I worked in Burlington, there were things that I could do, you know, to, you know, lift, stretch, bend, because I had to lift stuff. So it's things that you can do in your spirit to keep your spirit healthy. So let it go. I don't care if it happened a minute ago. Let it go. As quick as it happened, deal with it and let it go. That God said let it go so that you can be reconciled, so that you can help someone to be reconciled. You can't help nobody be reconciled if you're still damaged. Okay, he said, we employ you on Christ's behalf. How can you employ anybody to be reconciled and you're holding stuff against people? How can you employ anybody to be, and you're holding stuff against them? You know, so my prayer today is that we as the body of Christ begin to really just, as ambassadors of Christ, that we can really, really do just allow people to be reconciled and not hold their sins against them. Christ did not hold it against you. I mean, God was so, he was so into coming up with a solution to our sins being put away. So he sent his son. Oh, my God. He was so about saving us. He was so about us being okay. So he sent his son. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I mean, he did something that, my God, even after he made us for a purpose, we messed up, God was upset, he repented, he still said, but there's something I can do to save them. And the word said when he couldn't swear by no other, he swore by himself. And he said when he couldn't, no, he had to send himself, a part of him to save us, even though we made a choice. Man made a choice to mess up. It wasn't that man did not. He had from the beginning. You know, that's why the angel says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Oh, my God. What is man that thou art mindful of him? My goodness. God is just so good to us. So he wants us to eat right, eat healthy, care of his natural body, but he also wants us to take care of our spirit. I've seen a lot of people that's worked out, buff, looking good. Man, they got that flat tummy, and, you know, the calves are thick, and, you know, they looking good, and they got a mean, nasty attitude. They'll tell you in a minute, that's just me, that's just how I am, la, 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 and they go through all that. Because I remember working in Burlington's, and it was one lady used to come on, and she, Access 21, and she was worked out, and she was good. Now, she was good, looked good. I mean, the sister was 50, and she was tight. I'm like, woo! And she said, I want to help you. When I would see her come through the store, she would complain with the cashiers, complain on the floor. She would just, woo! But, you know, you might have a tight body. Your body might be right and everything, but your spirit is not, you know. And so she gave me her number and stuff. So I'm going to call me. I'm going to help you work out. You know what I did? I lost that number because that wasn't matching up to me. Your spirit is not matching up with your body, you know. And so I truly believe that God wants us to not only eat right and be healthy, but he wants our spirit to be healthy. So today, let's let it go so that we as ambassadors can reconcile someone to the body of Christ so that someone would see God in our lives and they'll be able to come to us, you know, with no hesitation, you know, saying, I messed up, I don't, you know, I'm sorry I messed up, I don't know. Nobody want to come to you if they know you're going to hold it against them. If, you know, you understand, God didn't hold just that lie you told this morning. against you. So think about it, or that look you gave somebody, or that snare in your nose, or that, you know, how you come out your mouth wrong. You come on just an hour ago to somebody. God ain't holding that against you. So don't hold that against people. And we do, I believe that's the biggest problem with the body of Christ, is because we, instead of us realizing that, you know, we have to be each other support to bring each other back in. And I'm trying to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to help you. You know, but people that don't, nobody to tell them, come on, you need to bring this in or correct that in their lives, then there's, you know, there's an issue. But my prayer is that we as the body of Christ, we as believers, we are what to do. Let it go. We as the people of God, the service, the God, we will let it go. That our spirit is so as our body. I brought this DVD called Swimming Six, and I did it maybe twice, and I was sore for like 2 weeks straight. My legs, it don't look like, now to me, I really wasn't doing anything. I wasn't doing anything. I was just, you know, doing the little stuff. We wasn't going fast. We wasn't, you know, I was taking my, but it's just what I did. It's just what I did that I realized I worked some muscles that I didn't know I had. And so that's what the word does. It works something in your spirit. It works out those kinks you don't know you got. And it builds you spiritually. So God says, let it go. Do what you have to do. I know in the natural, I have to watch my sodium intake. I need to watch my sugar intake. I need to watch how I eat white bread, because for the longest, my husband was trying to get me to eat wheat bread, and I just was like, So, I mean, you see, it's just things that you already know about yourself. And until you deal with it for real, it's going to consistently be a problem. It's going to consistently be a problem to you. See, and I know sodium and white bread and sugar is going to be a consistent problem to my natural body. I know that. You see what I'm saying? And it's up to me to do something about it. So spiritually, if you keep holding on to stuff and you know, I just ain't ready to let it go then. I just say, God, just help me then, because I ain't ready. Ooh, Lord. Wow. Sometimes I know if I eat too much sodium, after a while, if I keep doing that, I'm going to stroke out. And if you keep holding on to that thing and holding on to that thing and holding on to that thing in the spiritual, after a while, it's going to take you out. It really is, and that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to do that. So become an ambassador. Let it go so that you can reconcile yourself as well as someone back to the body of Christ. We thank God for you on today. This is Ambassadors of Integrity and Power International Ministries, and this is Tuesday Lunch with the Word. Now, I pray that you have a blessed God rest of the day. I pray that you allow this word to take root in your spirit, and you begin to grow. Begin to grow from what God is trying to let you know. Come on, let it go. Allow someone in your life to be reconciled back to God, as well as your spirit being reconciled back to the body of Christ. Come on, let's embrace each other, let's love each other, and let us just let it go. Come on. He lets your sins go. Why don't you allow someone else's sins to be? Let it go. Don't hold on to it, because I promise you, it's not going to do you any good. It's just weakening your spiritual immune system, and the enemy is steady doing what he wants to do. You pray for me as I continue to pray for you. And guess what? Just let it go.